Coordinated, episode 217, our first AP pre-calculus exam.
Greetings, AP coordinators. Derek Cometa here, Senior Director, AP Coordinator Experience for the AP program and former AP coordinator.
And I'm Carly Suge, school counselor and AP coordinator.
Thanks for joining us for a very calculated conversation. That's right. It's time to talk about our first AP pre-calculus exam. And that 100% means this is the right place to be to hear all the latest and greatest in the world of AP coordinators.
Let's get to it. You're ready. I'm ready. Hey, do I need a calculator for this? We'll find out. It's time to get coordinated.
Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Derek. I'm extra excited today. I mean, excited by a factor of 3 or 4, at least.
Nice reference to our topic today, factors. I caught that.
Well, I am indeed looking forward to this. Not that I don't like talking to you, but I really like it when we have a special guest.
I want to say that hurts my feelings, but truthfully, I understand. This is not just a special guest. It's a very special guest. She is currently a senior director, AP Access, with a focus on, you might have guessed it, AP pre-calculus.
But Derek, she's also a former teacher, school leader, and drumroll please, she's a former AP coordinator. Welcome to the Coordinated Podcast, Judith Vigue.
Thanks. My friends call me Judy. And since you're also AP coordinators, that definitely counts.
Wonderful. So Judy, since you are an AP coordinator yourself, let's do that part first. Let's chat about the actual AP pre-calculus exam and what's happening on exam day. After all, it's new for everyone this year, even experienced AP coordinators like me.
Good idea. So the AP pre-calculus exam is scheduled for Monday, May 13, and AP coordinators everywhere will be happy to know that it's a very straightforward exam to administer. It's a 3-hour exam. Section 1 is 2 hours long. Part A is 1 hour and 20 minutes, and Part B is 40 minutes. That's followed by the usual 10-minute break, and then after break, Section 2 begins. Section 2 is 1 hour long. Both Part A and Part B are each 30 minutes.
Okay, that sounds pretty familiar. A lot like some of the other exams we've been hosting for years now. Anything in particular to prepare for or be aware of?
Yes, definitely one thing. Earlier you joked about calculators. While calculators aren't needed for this podcast episode, calculators are needed for the AP pre-calculus exam.
Right. I'm looking that up right now. Okay, here we go. Calculators are required for Section 1, Part B, and Section 2, Part A. Calculators are not allowed for the other sections of the exam. And there is specific information on calculators in, what else? In the AP Coordinator's Manual, Part 2, pages 60 and 64 specifically.
Our go-to resource.
Absolutely. And while I'm thinking about it, I like to have a few extra calculators to loan out to students who forget to bring theirs, and extra batteries. Seems like I always need one or both of those during the AP calculus exams. I'm guessing that it will be the same for AP pre-calculus.
Good guess and great idea.
Hey, Judy, thanks for the helpful conversation about the exam and for putting your AP coordinator hat back on again. It still fits. Not that I had any doubt. I am wondering, though, if you have a few minutes for an unplanned addition to the conversation. I would love to ask more about your current role with helping to expand access to the AP pre-calculus course itself.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
So, how did all this actually get started? I mean, what do you say when people ask why AP pre-calculus was created in the first place?
That's a great question. So every year, Tens of thousands of American students are derailed by a common obstacle, and that is inadequate preparation for higher level math. In fact, nearly 40% of college students spend time and money on remedial math courses that don't count toward their degrees because they lack sufficient math skills. 40%, Derek, such a waste.
Ooh, that is a waste of time and money, and just sort of discouraging too for some students.
Exactly. And this is where AP Precalculus comes into the picture. Precalculus is one of the most powerful math courses in American high schools. Taking a precalculus course increases a student's likelihood of completing a bachelor's degree by 155%. That's a huge number.
All right. So I'm feeling some momentum here. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, AP Precalculus is the largest first-year launch of an AP course ever, which is pretty exciting.
You are absolutely correct, and very exciting.
So why do schools choose to offer AP Precalculus? What are you hearing?
Ooh, another great question. There are three main reasons that I hear repeatedly, Derek. One, AP Precalculus gives every student ready for high school precalculus the opportunity to earn college credit and/or placement and stand out to colleges. Two, students have access to free digital learning and practice resources. And three, teachers can use their existing precalculus textbooks and have access to instructional supports through AP Classroom, as well as professional learning opportunities.
Okay, so I'm going to admit right now that I had no idea that teachers can use their existing textbooks. That's a huge deal. It makes it so much easier to jump on board. And hey, I saw something on one of our web pages that I really liked and I wanted to share. Here it is. And I quote, "Every student who is ready for high school pre-calculus is ready for AP pre-calculus." That's a strong statement. I love it.
I love it too. And it's because it's absolutely true and because all pre-calculus students deserve the opportunity. That includes a student who started Algebra 1 in ninth grade, a student who's interested in STEM majors or careers, or a student who's just hoping to use a qualifying score on the AP Precalculus exam to fulfill a college math requirement so they can take more college classes they're interested in. All of these students and more can benefit in so many ways from AP Precalculus.
This has been so great. Judy, thank you for making the time to be with us and to share your thoughts on both the course and exam. We appreciate all the work you are doing to help more and more students engage with and benefit from AP Precalculus.
Thank you. I absolutely loved being here. And thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, Carly, are we ready to wrap it up with our coordinated episode call to action?
AP Coordinators, if you'd like to learn more about offering AP Precalculus and what students are quote-unquote right for AP Precalculus, links to more information can be found in the show notes. Math teachers and school leaders unite. Consider using AP Precalculus to help support your students. All of us working together is a great example of what it means to be, you know, coordinated.
AP Coordinators, we hope you enjoyed our conversation about AP Precalculus. Thanks again to Judy and to Carly. And as always, thanks to you for listening. We'll be back next week with another special guest on deck, an extended conversation about extended time and AP World Language Exams. Now that is a podcast cliffhanger if I ever heard one.
And on behalf of AP Program Delivery and the AP Coordinator Experience Team, AP Coordinators, we do absolutely appreciate you. And for all our support of AP students, yep, our support. AP Coordinators, we are truly good as gold. Just don't
so. I'm good as gold.
AP coordinators, we're back. The annual Back to School Workshop, just for AP coordinators, is back. And better than ever. Year after year, this is by far the most popular and well-attended event for AP coordinators. Workshops are available during the day, evening, and even on the weekends. They launch in July and continue through September. Plan on joining us just before your school year begins. Check out the show notes for a link to register right now, or you can go to collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. That's collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. Register now for your preferred date and time, and we'll see you at the workshop.